Om Shanti. We are going to share a few thoughts and shine light on the power of choice. And like with any other aspect of Gyan, when we give our attention in a focused way, we are able to discover more depth and more subtlety. So, what is the power of choice? We can say that it is the opportunity, constant opportunity, also the ability. Power means to be able, so the ability and the act of picking or making a decision between two or more possibilities. We all and always have the power of choice. Choice is one of these great gifts we get from life. And what is even greater is that Baba makes us aware of this power. Baba makes us aware of the steering wheel in our lives, because choices are like our steering wheel. And it is a wonderful thing to know that at any moment we have the freedom, the ability, the power, the opportunity to choose what to do and how to live our life. And choosing what to do is not only at the level of actions at the physical level, but of course to choose the quality of our thoughts, and even to choose between silence and thoughts. And it may sound easy, but it can also be a hard thing to do. To make a choice, whether it is at the mental level or at the physical level, and then live with it. Because the choices we make create our life. They make us who we are. They are our present. They are our future. They are our destiny. So, in any given moment, we have the opportunity to choose to step forward in growth, in reaching our perfection, our karmatit stage, or to step back in a comfort zone, in a kind of safety, and perhaps a false one. So, the freedom of choice is an amazing gift. Because if we want to change, and Confluence Sage is all about change, if we want to be different in any way, then we are free to do that. We are free to choose goodness over cruelty, understanding and love over anger and hatred. And ultimately, soul consciousness over body consciousness, clarity over confusion, So, every single day, we are faced with an endless amount of choices, small or big. It is really a matter of one choice after another. Our life is the sum of all the choices we make, both consciously or unconsciously. We often make up our minds about things without even noticing. For example, we choose veggies over meat. We choose to go to bed early rather than late. We choose to answer the phone or not. We choose what clothes to wear. Simple, basic, everyday things that we do all the time. There is always a choice, most probably unnoticed. But we also need to make a bit tougher choices. For example, a job or a life companion. And that has more awareness and care to it. Or another example for the constant opportunity of choice is attitude. Often, depending on how we feel that life treats us, we choose to be negative or positive in the way we think. We choose to judge people and things with complaints and bitterness, or to be kind and fair. Essentially, we choose to be a victim or a hero. So, attitude is one of the very important choices that we have. So why not choose a good one? So why not choose the highest? And in this way, we can dramatically change any situation, any task, circumstances. But rather than anything, also our feelings and consciousness. We can choose to be the masters of our attitude, our feelings, our vision, and in this way, masters of our life. And one thing that is absolutely different, unique, special, godly, is the knowledge that Baba has given us about the world beyond the physical world. Until Baba comes, our choices have been within the drama, within the physical world. It is like the drama has been a closed system. And all life, all needs, all resources, all aims, everything in our delusion has been happening within this closed system. All values, all relationships, all life has been happening within this physical world, within the theater, on the stage. So this is how we lived our life for half a cycle. And since we didn't know anything except this physical world, all the choices have been within this physical world. So in a way, we have always had the power of choice, but we didn't really know the options. We didn't know that there is the option of the world beyond the trauma. We always thought that we are the role and our choices were coming from the perspective of the role and about the role. In fact, ego-based perspective and ego-based aims and ego-based choices. And not only we did know that we could choose to be someone else rather than the role, but in fact our choices had been compromised because of Ravan. So, in a way, the power of choice was always there, but since we didn't know the full picture and we didn't know that we could choose to have avyakt feelings, to be the avyakt real person that we are. And since the habits have been formed for 2,500 years, our power of choice has been compromised. We can say that one has power of choosing and freedom when he knows all the options. So we now know that we can choose to be and to have feelings and to have interests and relationships. All the aims can be transferred. We can choose to transfer from the physical world to the spiritual world, which is the only real one. And so, what does this mean? In ignorance, I was thinking of myself as a human being that has beginning and end, according to the beginning and the end of the body, as a human being, ignoring the soul completely. All the interests were about the physical aspect, the physical dimension. And all the choices were according to that. But now, knowing that I am a soul, and the soul is the only one who is ever real, of course playing the role, but now understanding that the soul is eternal and, in fact, it is only the time now to experience the self as he is. Our choices now are connected with this, with the essence, because we can have so many opportunities to choose amongst, between wasteful things connected with body consciousness. But now that we know alpha and beta and what is really important and the only thing that ever has significance, the highest significance ever, is to wake up and to be the real self, the soul, so now we can choose and make the right choice that are connected with this. Because anything that we choose, any choice we make that serves soul consciousness and God consciousness is the right choice. Otherwise, we can say that anything that does not serve this purpose is a choice that is going to end in something wasteful or even negative. And in the same way that we created habits of body consciousness by constantly choosing, perhaps unconsciously, but still it was our own choice. So over a long period of time, we chose a way of thinking based on the role, a way of speaking, a way of acting. And throughout time, this repetition of this way of thinking, speaking, acting has become our second nature. In the same way, we can now choose to have a completely different attitude and the highest attitude that then influences everything else is the attitude of someone who is full, because this is the eternal truth of the self, of the soul. That's why Baba always gives us these very high titles. He sees us as his royal children, as his princes. He sees us as angels, as holy swans. He gives us such big titles. And in fact, although we now need to practice it, but this is the only truth about every soul on this planet. Every soul that ever exists is of the same nature. And in the beginning of our journey, it was not a matter of choosing this, because nature is nature. You don't have to choose it. It's always there. In fact, you don't have, in a way, a choice except being who you are. This never changes. But in delusion, we thought we were someone else, and we make the wrong choices, and we create it. A false nature. So now it is the time to again consciously choose to see what is underneath the layers that we created in falsehood. We chose to be body conscious, and even if this choice might have been unnoticed at times, but still everything is a choice. So in the same way, we have to now take responsibility to change these wrong habits of body consciousness. We come here free to choose, but freedom is like a coin with two sides. One is freedom, and the other is responsibility for what we have chosen. So we chose to think that we are mortal, that we are a costume, that we are a role, and now we can choose to be the actor again, to see that we are the actor, to see that our costume is not of flesh and bones and tissues, but of light. And this choice to see constantly with the third eye, the eye that sees the invisible real world, to see the invisible beings of light. This choice, in a way, guarantees the highest personality to come in the picture. Because the moment we see the invisible, angelic, star-like actors, the moment we choose to see clearly that the actors are just guests on the stage, the moment we choose to come on the stage, to be on the stage as incarnations, as Baba says, angels that incarnate only for Baba's task, the moment we choose to see our fullness, then everything changes. And when we say everything, we don't necessarily mean the drama, because, as it was said earlier, our interest for a long time has been the drama, mixing the conscious soul with the unconscious body and the role. But now, with understanding, we realize that everything is happening on the invisible level, on the ones who are real, and they're invisible, the angels, the actors. So, the moment we choose to use this clarity, then we experience fullness, because the soul is full, the actor is full. And this brings changes in the drama, but the drama is not our focus point, because Baba does not give us the knowledge in order to change the drama. And this can be a kind of trap for someone on a spiritual journey, for us Brahmins. It is possible that we can use Baba's knowledge instead of choosing to be the ones who are always perfect, and to stay with this, in the sense that if I experience perfection, this is more than enough. I don't need to worry about the drama. Baba does not come to fix the drama which is predestined. Baba comes to remind us of who we are, and perhaps the only choice we have is not in changing anything in the drama, except changing the consciousness with which we are going through the various scenes of the predestined fixed drama. Perhaps the choice we have is whether we are soul conscious or body conscious, whether we are viceless or with vices, egoless or with ego, whether we are awake or not. And the wake stage means that we see the drama as a grand performance. And the same way that one goes to see a performance of any kind, to be entertained. The same way, when we realize this and when we choose to keep this vision all the time, then our interest is not in changing the scenes in the drama, but how to live as long as possible with clarity beyond the drama in the world that Baba is. That's why we can say that the highest choice that one can ever make is to be awake, to be soul conscious or not. And this will take care of everything else. We don't need to have any extra thought about the drama, not only because the drama is not the focus point, since it's just a drama and since it is predestined, but because already the soul experiences the highest quality of life, the highest heart, abject feelings, a life with God. So, it is so essential in a world with so many distractions. In the physical world, at the end of the cycle, there are so many distractions. It is so important for us to remember what is the essence, and every choice we make within the drama to make sure that it serves the essence, which is to remain awake, to be the angel that we always are. So this is the highest choice that Baba wishes for us to constantly make, because it is only this angel that can know Baba. And Baba wants us to know him. So, regardless the choices we have made so far, every moment is an opportunity to make the choice of being awake, of being soul conscious, of being God conscious. We don't need to regret for the choices of 2 minutes ago or 1 year ago, but to realize that our journey is a journey of second to second. Even if last second I was distracted and body conscious, right now I can choose the highest consciousness, the highest choice in this sense. Om Shanti.